Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes. And welcome back to another edition of AMC Press & Co., edition number 454. Why? Because we think we're a new server, and we think we're from another world, and queens the world. But anyway, that's not the point. What is the point, however, is that we're sponsored by this solicitation left on an answering machine, which only said this. This is the Lemon Brigade. We've got Mr. West. Where's Kim? Isn't she due to be coming northwest of here? Said her publicist. Our publicist told him that we would meet them somewhere in the middle where they can't find us. Suggestively a crop circle where the aliens that were in our boardroom met the week before. They also gave them our info. Fuck them. Anyway, can't fucking blame publicists, can you? God, which was at www.itsmyyours.com/AMCPress and shop for, and she also told, oh, shop for them on Zazzle.com/AMC Press pop-up shop. Yes, we be grievous. And then she made us a massive mistake of also giving out our Twitter handlers, which are at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News. Allison, remind me to fire this publicist.
Yeah, I guess you will, yeah.
Well, someone will.
Mm-hmm.
Not us.
Sure. Right.
Anyway. So, tonight, on tonight's show, we have a 14-year-old capsizing Obama. Hillary making the mistake of using her personal address for office work. Then, we also have stuff on the new updates on the new Labor Act and also Okira Kuchimara invents a creepy docky girlfriend pillow. And we all thought the internet was over. Well,
it pretty much
guess
is.
That's what it isn't. It isn't. Yeah. That's pretty much it. So, wait a second. Maybe
it is really over. It's called
is it on hiatus?
No, it's called, none of people realize what goes on when you're dealing with having.
Is it on hiatus? Please say it's on hiatus.
I think it's more of the fact that no government girls are calling out the what happened on what has gone on with what has happened with our the lovely net neutrality, which is called not so much fun for people who obviously want to would honestly like to see. Would rather them not. Then
not so much fun.
Not so much fun. But yeah, I guess they now have learned. They're now dealing with the consequences of their actions.
Yeah.
Which is never the best.
Not really, but we'll get into that later, right? We will get into that later, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what's this with the first story of the night?
You could go ahead and take that one.
All right, fine. I'll go ahead and take this.
Because I think it's only fitting.
So last night we focused on Turkey having no freedom of speech, and we thought we had freedom of speech because that's why we do this radio with this show, right?
Like,
but apparently the POTUS. Yeah, but apparently the POTUS got really pissed at a preteen who called him out on Facebook. A preteen who was 12 years old.
Yes.
Now,
that tends to become a problem.
From Georgia. From Georgia, basically.
Mm-hmm.
More commonly known as CJ. CJ mm-hmm. created quite a buzz last month when he posted himself questioning President Obama's patriotism. Now he may have to wait until his next birthday to continue growing his online presence.
Yeah. Ain't that a bitch?
Kind of. I wouldn't.
But when you're dealing with, the president,
well, apparently the president, let's backtrack. Apparently, the president basically the president is basically pissed at this person. Rightfully so, but apparently he's more pissed at Donald Trump. You know, but Donald Trump's a grown-ass man with ginger hair and ginger locks. This is probably some kid in his bedroom typing away on Reddit.
or on Facebook. or not on Facebook.
Or more importantly, on Facebook.
Yeah, but now he can't really be on Facebook. I guess he must have not realized every action has a consequence. I'm sure Mr. President must have figured out some way going, what's the best way of handling this situation? Oh, yes, Facebook. This is one consequence he's not going to forget.
Hmm.
This is worse than his parents grounding him.
No. This is worse than Regulation D on bank accounts.
This is worse.
I mean, if you get caught withdrawing too much money, you can apply for Regulation D, but nobody's ever saying that.
What? Yeah, Regulation D. Now, I think it's like Mr. President. I could only imagine the first lady going, honey, what just happened? Oh, yes, I call Facebook.
Wait,
and
you banned our own kids from Facebook. Why?
No, it would be someone else's kid. There's a difference.
At least true. But you would think you would think that you would think that the entire the entirety of the White House has teenagers. Right.
I'm sure a lot of
Let's just pose this out to, like, the entirety has teenagers. Right?
And Congressmen.
But they're not going after them, are they?
No.
They have bigger things to do with their time, right?
Yeah. At least they would think so.
I mean, they have bigger... There's bigger shit to do. Instead of going after... I can imagine POTUS's Facebook rep going, "Dear 13-year-olds, look..."
Future 13-year-olds.
What?
Future 13-year-olds.
Yeah, near 13-year-olds. Dear CJ. Look. There isn't much between us, but you are making fun of the big guy. Do you have any clue who the big guy is? Then CJ replied, "I have every intention of knowing who the big guy is. Is he God?" Then, "No." Then, "Well, then who is he?" "The big guy in the White House." Then,
"Yeah."
"Oh, yeah, shit."
It's like that big guy.
Then, "Oh, shit. What did I just do? You're done! You want me in an octagon?" Kind of thing.
Right.
"Love, get off the internet! Why?" And then his rep coming in and saying, "Just between you and me, by the way, POTUS don't like you. POTUS very angry. POTUS think you're white shit."
No, it's like, "So you were trying to be the keyboard master." "So you were trying to be the keyboard master. Keyboard warrior.
Keyboard warrior."
"Not so much.
Keyboard warrior? More like keyboard linguist. I mean, the linguist part of it."
"More like keyboard nothing."
"Oh. Nah, keyboard nothing. I wouldn't say keyboard nothing just yet."
Ick, I just said it.
He's kind of banned from But you also have to know he's banned from Facebook, which means, guess what? Someone isn't going to be going on Facebook.
Wait, he's banned from Facebook, or is he just taken off of Facebook?
If he's taken,
there's a difference.
If he's taken off of, but if he, but I would think that he's probably not banned, but clearly he's probably not allowed to go on Facebook for a year, which would be almost like being banned from somewhere. Think about it. If someone was to, someone went about doing that, and they thought that, oh yes, it's going to be okay. Oh yeah, it's going to be fine. I'm just going to make sure the president of this lovely country now doesn't want us, now is trying to say, don't come on Facebook.
Don't come on Facebook. Just don't make fun of the POTUS on Facebook. I think that's what he's trying to say.
He's trying to say it, but he also got consequences for his actions.
But so did the president of Egypt. Turkey.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do. I think maybe this is a way of letting him know that what he says is wrong, could be very wrong. Maybe this is one way of saying, please learn from this. As much as you may not like it, learn from it. You can't really say anything wrong about that either.
Right.
Is maybe he's trying to prevent this kid from becoming a terror. Terror in the sense of not learning from action. Not a terror in the sense of terror. Him learning from this actions and preventing him from doing something that could be far worse. It could be a silver lining type of thing.
Possibly. Maybe.
It could be something that could benefit him in the long run. Him learning from his actions. How many parents would say, I'm happy that my kid learned from his own mistakes?
Well, yeah, I'm happy that my kid learned. But
he had to learn from by someone else. I'm sure the parents aren't pleased. I would be.
If you were a parent, Allison, how would you know?
I would make the kid. I would, on top of what the if I had a kid and the kid got banned from Facebook, I would say you're also getting grounded from going out, so it's double the punishment. Because it's almost going, there's things you say, and then there's things you obviously don't say.
for obvious reasons. Well, obvious reasons. Yeah, I get. But, and also learning respect. In what way? I mean, because people make
respect.
Fun of the president every day.
Yeah. But the parents obviously could make sure the kid gets grounded for
yes,
his
grounded
actions unlearned.
Yes, but grounded isn't the same. You can't really do anything else. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Get that. I do get that. I'm also going, there's always way, it's better that the kid learns now than being in a situation where you may not exactly like either. I don't know how you would feel, Red Hood, if you had a child who did that sort of thing. Would I initially report him to the police? No. But do I see the person's point? Yes, but this is to become a playwright, I can't. I have a very hard line to. So would you allow your kid, if you had a child, do that sort of thing?
If it was innocence, yes. But if it was actual... I'm going to go after the president? No.
I would be livid.
Okay.
And
what?
It would be rightfully so. As a kid, I would be going, you have to learn. This is called learning lesson.
Okay. I may not see it, but come on.
If it's innocent, fine. But if it's something that the child is doing just for the hell of it. I would say the parents would have every right to be upset, have every right to
but anyway, we have other stuff to go after, don't we?
Yes.
So then we follow this up by Hillary Clinton, what the hell are you doing? Apparently, Clinton decided that she would use her personal email to go after high-level stuff.
Which isn't good.
But but yet the fact that he said it doesn't matter if the server was in Bulky Bottom, Tropica, or Bora Bora.
Okay.
That the Benghazi, what basically happened was that the she used a personal email for business, which is you're never allowed to do.
Right.
That the Benghazi Select Committee needs to see all these emails because the American people deserve all the facts.
Right. Makes sense.
Well, now what, you know, the scandal is that they're now trying to basically all the Benghazi Libya attacks issued subpoenas
right.
on Wednesday for the emails of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Why? Because they want the American people to know who used her project exclusively for official business when she was Secretary of State.
Right, which is not,
and also
not
used
good.
The, and also used a computer server that now traces back to her family's home in New York.
Well, no, that's wrong.
Well, it's wrong, but, you know, Democrats calling, you know, Democrats are calling a fishing expedition, and then Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland is the top Democrat on the committee. Because everything that I've seen so far has led me to believe that there is an effort to go after Hillary Clinton, period. The question about this is that it closes into Clinton's email practices that left the Obama administration in an awkward position. At one point, the state department directed it towards reporters towards contacting Clinton, who did not publicly comment about her emails. The White House said it was her responsibility to make sure that any emails about official business weren't deleted from her private server.
Meanwhile,
while she's getting subpoenaed, the AP said it was considering legal action on the Freedom of Information Act against the State Department for failing to turn over some emails covering Clinton's tenure, as well as national diplomat after waiting for than one more year. The department never suggested that it doesn't possess all Clinton's emails. Well, okay. The same thing happened to President the Day of Infamy speech when somebody actually stole the Day of Infamy speech, but that's beyond the point. The fact is that now they couldn't have subpoenaed FDR because of the fact that he was dead. They can't subpoena somebody who's dead. You're not going to call somebody from beyond the grave and say, "We want your files, thank you very much, you can now go in peace now, fuck off."
Sorry. No, but it would be letters or some, it would be probably like letters or something that he would have. During that time, I'm sure that they were dealing with letters.
Of course it was letters or faxes or probably the merest trace of an invisible secretary.
Right.
We would call transcribing today.
Right.
But it's funny because also that the Clinton who emailed frequently using her BlackBerry.
Wow, BlackBerry! Wow.
Yes, BlackBerry.
Oh my.
The newest.
You mean BlackBerry?
that deserves another.
Oh my!
That's great. Blackbone.
The newest
in Dead Animals. you know, BlackBerry as Secretary of State, then it became an internet meme and is particularly sensitive about disclosures about personal knowledge based on her experience in confronting congressional investigations and civil lawsuits during her husband's election and presidency and her own roles as first lady, senator, and presidential candidate, and a cabinet official. So basically...
Makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense to go after Clinton, but then how does Clinton feel about this? That's the other thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. She's being put into under a microscope for something that she obviously did. This is bad as going...
She obviously did.
But that would be as bad as you going...
Me?
It would be as...
Me?
Or you... No, you meaning...
Me?
In general sense. No, not you.
Talk about...
Oh, okay.
Talk about Blackbone.
It's about...
Yeah, talking...
Dear
Mrs. I'm talking
Blackbone.
About...
I will
the,
Blackbone your... Yeah,
I'm
what?
Talking about how people... can obviously go through and, yeah, people do stupid shit, but she's also a political figure. There's a difference between political figures and non-political figures. And
well,
when you're dealing
what comes
with...
To, wait a second, stop it. Stop, halt, cease, Wiedersehen. Okay. What consists of a public figure nowadays? I mean, a non-public
sure.
figure versus a public figure. Because
sure.
it's not the same as it once was with a box. This
right.
box has become our entire lives.
Right.
So,
and I'm,
you know, when you say...
But people are put to a higher standard. I mean, it. She,
a higher
she's
encryption
a
standard or just a higher standard?
Higher standard when she's a political public figure, they kind of expect no one to go, I'm going to look out my, I'm going to do work on a device that is not, that could potentially not be 100% secure either. I think they're concerned about security levels. Because if people could hack into, could hack Sony, who's to say something
yes,
could...
Yes, that's Sony. But that's Sony.
They could hack into the...
But depending
like
on what her email...
Wait a second. Just to be fair, like Mr. Boehner said, right, it could be at the bottom of the Sierra Madre.
They could even pack it.
It's still a thing.
Get that.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. But she should have... But if people could hack into Sony... Who's to say that they can't figure out what her email is, where it's at, and hack her, which that would be bad.
But then also they're saying that the state email might not have been attracted as attractive to Clinton because it was frequently targeted by hackers.
Now, I could see,
I see her point.
Avoid,
I,
right,
no, okay,
I see your
I see
point,
her, I see her point.
Okay, for that reason, I could see why she chose to go with her own email that provides, that's actually, I would be concerned.
Right. I mean, I would be concerned if I was being hacked, yes.
But But for her to say, I'm going to use an alternate email because, oh yeah, I'm getting hacked. I could see that. I see it. I get it. That's different than going out of her way and just going, I'm going to use another email just for the hell of it. That's a difference. That's a key difference.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. I mean, like, I think it's difficult to say.
I do agree with you. That I'm just saying, I could see why she may have wanted to use her own email, but I also see what she's now gotten herself into. And it isn't the best thing either.
Well, yeah. It is. It's a very different kind of thing.
It's not different. It's a different, but it's also not the best either. It's a difficult situation. It's a difficult spot to be in, too.
It's a difficult spot to be in. In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's a lot of ways. I mean, what do you say? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not
what
good.
What can you say? It's not.
There's nothing.
It's not good, it's not bad, but it's thinking that makes it so. So.
Yeah.
And that's at least where we're going to leave it.
Yeah.
If it happens to be, you know, we'll update you with more stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, It's a very different thing, you know.
Yeah.
And we can't satire it because
no,
it's just not right. You know.
I know.
I'm on my BlackBerry, you know, and I'm going to do. Yeah. No.
No. Let's just
no. No. However, you know, we also have stuff on the Able Act, don't we, Allison?
Yes.
What is going on with that?
We finally know what's coming out with it, and which you could also jump into,
and Johnny as well. How about Johnny? Could you take this one? Johnny.
Nobody's
could
home.
Could you take the able? Could you take this topic?
Okay. To how new ABLE accounts will help Americans with disabilities.
Yeah. That's it. Which
say,
means what for people?
Apparently, if you're like disabled, like you can actually like save up for the future. Like
which
a
college.
Yes, saving up for future, but now we don't know if it's going to be tax-free anymore.
Right, which means that may not be
I
best.
Mean, is it going to be tax-free in is it going to be tax-free in the way that we think it's going to be? Or do they just say that to actually get us excited?
Right.
Like, is it going to make us excited, or is it going to just be like, no, man?
Well, yeah.
Which I look at and go, everyone deserves a chance to get what they get something.
Meaning what?
Everyone deserves the chance to actually get the ability to start a life. Get the ability to do things. Get the ability to save up and have the ability to get a home.
Right.
It's
also
not a thing.
But also in the fact that is it a thing where
and how is it going to vary from like state to state?
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. Is
that's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah.
Right. How's it gonna? How is it going to vary from state to state? But also, how is it gonna vary from how is it going to vary from if it's tax-free?
Yeah.
Or if it's not tax-free.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do? What happens then?
Right.
What happens then in terms of in terms of what they created?
Right.
You know, And would this become a disservice to many?
Yeah.
Which is not what people want. People want to be, have the ability to do things. How could they do that if they're being told or being limited?
Right.
In some way, shape, or form.
Right, exactly. You know, taking that kind of thing and turning it on its head, I guess.
In a way that would not be good.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. In a lot of ways. Starting from the fact that they promised us something and then they're going to attack us.
Yeah, nah. I would rather saving. No, thank you.
No. But yet, the net news, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, we know when it's coming, we don't know when it's actually coming. They never set a date.
Like what, when or how or what? How it's going on?
They never set a date, but
right,
we know what's there, you know.
Right.
That's
I
the
guess
thing.
We'll have
we know what's there.
Right.
You know. I guess what we'll have to do is put on the docket the two last things that we're going to talk about for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because it is 10:50. Jesus, where has the time gone?
Yeah.
I guess we'll quickly say who this is produced by. Well, this is produced by AMC Press & Co. Our sound with is Johnny Duvall. Our drivers are asleep. Why are they asleep? God, our intern is waking, awake and still breathing. His intern is slightly breathing off, slightly off kilter dead. And then the slightly off kilter dead person's intern is Jan Rice. Jan Rice's intern is Western North assistant is Creepy Blue. Western North assistant is Creepy, also Creepy Red. And Creepy Red and Blue assistants are Crazy Ass Music. However, that's our show. And it's produced by speaking to iPhones, or any phone for that matter, and we still have news for Kanye West fans. Continue to go home. Find better music. Honestly, we be still hitting, and we still dropped off our 3 mics. And they hurt everybody's eardrums, so. Well, that, I guess, concludes our show.
I'm sick of the snow.
What?
I'm sick of the snow, and.
Yeah, we are sick of the snow. And
we
will see you tomorrow night for our final episode of the week. For more satire in the same satire place, in the same satire podcast from all of us, all of you. I guess it's not here to say good night.
Hey, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.